You are performing a version of yourself right now. Not lying, exactly. Just editing. Softening the parts that might cause friction. Amplifying the parts that get approval. Research on social camouflage defines this precisely. Camouflaging means using strategies to hide or minimize aspects of oneself in social situations, often to appear more acceptable or normal. Here is what makes this unsettling. A 2026 systematic review found that the effects of social camouflage on mental health extend beyond any single group. Both autistic and non-autistic participants described masking as making them feel that other people did not know the real them. That is not a niche finding. That is a human one. Now, the key idea is this. The camouflage trap is not a single dramatic moment. It is a slow accumulation. Think of it like sediment. Each social situation deposits a thin layer over who you actually are. You rehearse a response before a meeting. You suppress an emotion at a family dinner. You mimic the energy of a room you do not belong in. Research confirms that masking can involve mimicking others, rehearsing social behaviors, suppressing visible emotions, and hiding traits that might attract negative attention. None of those acts feel catastrophic in isolation. But layer enough sediment, and you cannot see the ground anymore. That is the trap. You stop recognizing yourself, not because you changed, but because you buried yourself so gradually, you missed it happening. Leishly, here is where the psychology gets precise. The mechanism driving confidence erosion is not low self-esteem in the traditional sense. It is a collapse in what researchers call self-concept clarity, how clearly, confidently, consistently, and stably you understand your own self-beliefs. When your behavior is constantly shaped by fear of judgment rather than personal values, a gap opens. Authenticity research distinguishes between authentic living, self-alienation, and accepting external influence. Self-alienation is the technical term for what the camouflage trap produces. You are not absent, you are present, but performing, and you cannot trust a performer. That is why confidence erodes. You are trying to build certainty on a foundation that shifts with every audience. Adults who report sustained masking commonly describe exhaustion after monitoring and modifying their behavior. That exhaustion is not laziness. It is the cost of maintaining a gap between your private experience and what others observe. So where do you find yourself underneath all of that? This is where the archaeological audit begins. The premise is simple. Your last known self, the version of you that existed before the heaviest social conditioning, left traces. For example, think of the activities you did before you needed anyone's approval to do them. The opinions you held before you learned they were inconvenient. The reactions you suppressed so many times they started feeling foreign. A practical first step, grounded in authenticity research, is to notice where your behavior reflects personal values and where it is mainly driven by fear of judgment. That distinction is the shovel. Masking can be partly unconscious, meaning you may not always recognize that you are adapting or suppressing yourself. The audit makes the unconscious visible. It is not about excavating trauma. It is about recovering evidence of who you were before the performance became the default. The takeaway from everything here is this, Leishly. Identity erosion is not just feeling tired or disconnected. It is a crisis of self-trust. You cannot build genuine confidence on a self you no longer recognize, because confidence requires a stable internal reference point. Some adults who have experienced prolonged camouflaging report that it affected their confidence, self-worth, and sense of identity directly. That is the real cost of the camouflage trap, not the exhaustion, though that is real. Not the anxiety, though that is documented. The deepest cost is that you stop being a reliable witness to yourself. And remember, the path back does not start with bold action or radical reinvention. It starts with recognition, seeing the gap between who you perform and who you are. That gap is not a flaw, it is a map. And in the lectures ahead, you will learn exactly how to read it.